of planting and harvesting. Words from Jesus.
You have tasted of me and my word, and you know that I am good, and that my love is real and provides a refuge for all who take refuge in me. But so many have not tasted. They are parched, with dry lips, longing for the hope and love that I've given you so freely. I have called each of my followers to the harvest, and the harvest is in the hearts of men. I have sent you forth even as I walked amongst the people, with a broken heart and weeping. And you will doubtless return again, glorifying me and bringing your sheaves with you. You've seen the fruit of my word. Trust that it can spring forth in the lives of those who've yet to come to me and bear fruit. Remember that harvesting takes time. Many hours of labor, tilling and plowing and fertilizing the field must be spent before the ground is receptive enough to receive the seeds. Then there are many more hours of watering and tending. It takes weeks, sometimes even months, before little blades of green shoot up, and still more months, sometimes even years, before the tree, vine, bush, or plant brings forth its fruit in its season. You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Keep your eyes turned upward toward my face, absorbing my word, living in my spirit, and the faith and inspiration that I alone can give. This is what will sustain you and uphold you during your days of toiling in the field, when you've yet to see the fruit of your labors. Lift up your eyes and see. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I'm calling you to share my love and light with those who sit in great darkness, those who do not know me and have not heard the truth. There are multitudes of people in many lands, millions of lost souls who cry out in darkness in need of deliverance and eternal hope. I also have many lost children who do not know that I am their father. These wait for someone to love them, to guide them to me, and that someone could be you. So be ready in season and out of season to share the reason for your faith and hope with those who have yet to hear and understand. You may feel that you do not have much to give, but when you look at those who know nothing of the life to come, you will understand how rich you are, how truly wealthy you are in my spirit and in knowledge of my way, truth, and life. At times you feel confused about what my will is for you, or what will become of your life. But consider this. Imagine how you would feel if you did not even know me. What if you did not know that no matter how things turned out in this life, you would come to my everlasting kingdom when you die? What if you did not know that my unconditional love is there for you, even when you don't feel it? What if you did not know that there was any purpose to life, that there was a loving creator, someone greater than yourself who could provide you with truth, answers to life's deepest questions, healing, guidance, and love? Imagine if you did not have any of these things, and then take a look at your life again and realize how you are truly rich and increased in goods, the goods of salvation, the infilling of my spirit, and the truth of my word. You are called and chosen, my ambassadors of truth and love, to a dying world. Saving love. I love every one of my creations. I love you so much that I gave my life when I died on the cross to save each of you. My love is so great, and yet many do not understand it. Many cannot see how I could have come to earth and died to save you. Even in this day and age, people question whether or not I ever existed, or whether I am who I say I am. So I give the responsibility of sharing this message to the world, to all who love me and embrace the truth. I need you to do your part to share the news that I am the truth, I am love, and I am the only light of this world. The world is growing darker and is being flooded with so much misinformation and deception that it is difficult for people to understand the simplicity of the gospel and truth of my love and gift of salvation. Though your witness may appear to fall on stony ground at times, and though it may not be received or is rejected by many, some of the seed of my word that you sow will fall on good ground, and people will be reached through your efforts. The gift of my anointing. You are a child of my love. I have seen the sacrifices you have made. I have seen all that you have forsaken for my sake, and I will reward you greatly. My love and my anointing will flow through you. Although it may not manifest itself in great works and accomplishments, it will be manifested through a life of faithfulness, of faithfully serving, giving, loving, caring, and sharing a witness, so that what you give can bear fruit in the lives of others. I delight in those who strive to do my will, both through the good times and the tough times. I delight in those who follow me. Whether the task before you be small or great, it is blessed in my sight. It is your faithfulness to me that I cherish most. It is the faithfulness that is inscribed in the halls of heaven, and it is for faithfulness that my rewards are passed out to my good and faithful servants. On the front lines. I rejoice greatly in my frontline workers, those who sow the seed, who have a broken heart for the lost, who seek to be a witness to others of my love. I delight greatly in you when you seek to reach out to those who are hungry for truth and to bring salvation to those who are lost. I have promised that everyone who loses their life for my sake will save it. You have forsaken many desires and things that have been dear to your heart. I count these sacrifices as precious to me, and you will be rewarded for each one. None will be forgotten, for they are all inscribed in the book of life. I have given you the gifts you need to do the tasks before you. Sometimes my gifts are precious to the soul, but costly. Even so, the gifts of brokenness, tenderness and humility can uniquely equip you to shine my light into the lives of others. Your faithfulness and love and your diligence to reach out to those in need and to feed my sheep is precious in my sight. Continue to share the good news with the needy. Let my love flow through you that others may feel my love, that they may be touched, that their hurts may be healed. You are the child of my love, in whom I am well pleased. And though you stumble and are weak at times, though you are discouraged, I am always with you. When you are down, I will carry you. When you fall, I will lift you up. When you have no more strength, I will be your strength. As you continue to pour out my love, I will never fail to provide for your every need. You are precious to me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.